Greeny with Mike Greenberg, the podcast.
Yes, it is. Greeny with you rolling along, presented by Progressive Insurance, and delighted you are here. We will have all our guests on the Goodyear Hotline, as always, and you will be joining us coming up a little later in this hour. We'll air our grievances, because generally right now everything is bothering me. And I'm trying to think about why everything is bothering me, and there are a number of reasons, but the primary one is you spend a lot of time looking forward to football season, and when everything that you wanted to have happen is over, like gone, and it's not even October yet, all you think about is, how far off is the draft? How far off is next year? Like, the two things I wanted were the Jets to show improvement and for the quarterback to be developed. Well, the Jets have regressed, and the quarterback is being destroyed by the ineptitude of the franchise. So I feel like everything I kind of wanted to have happen is already over, and it's barely even started. Now, let's let people behind the curtain a little bit get up this morning. We were supposed to have Mel Kiper, and we had some sort of technical, I don't even know what happened, but for whatever reason, we didn't have Mel. At one point before the show, our producer, whose name is Ali, said to me, Greeny, no Mel today. Something's wrong with the shot. I don't know what the heck happened. Doesn't matter. He wasn't on the show. So I didn't get to hear what he was going to say about Zach Wilson. But the good news is I have Hembo. So Hembo is a content producer on Get Up, and it was your job to talk to Mel last night and figure out what he had good stuff on. And you told me this morning, Mel's got great stuff on Zach Wilson. So go ahead. You can just interpret. What did Mel have to say?
Effectively, Mel Kiper said, the first words out of his mouth actually were, they set Zach Wilson up to fail. So I was like, okay, keep going. And so what he essentially said was, when you look at the sort of early season schedule that the Jets had, which is Carolina, New England, and Denver, the last two games of which were played against Bill Belichick and Vic Fangio defenses, who combined have 82 years of NFL coaching experience.
Right.
Zach Wilson set up to fail, considering the lack of game planning that makes really any sense at all based upon his skill set and based upon the fact that you're going up against these legendary defensive coaches that have all the tricks. And so when you combine that with the fact that there's no veteran quarterback in the room to help guide him along the way, he felt that Zach Wilson had no chance from the get-go.
Yeah. So that's the thing that really bothers me, is that was so foreseeable. Like, I don't mind it. Well, of course I mind it, but I'm much less upset when things go wrong that you couldn't see coming, like injuries, that's the obvious one. But any number of other things, like this one guy isn't as good as we thought he'd be, or, you know, that guy got whatever it might be. Like, there are all sorts of circumstances beyond your control in life. And when those go wrong, I'm willing to give you a pass. And this goes well beyond sports. We all have things. What is that expression? Like, give me the strength to know, to control what I can control and not worry about the things I can't control. I never get these expressions right. The point of it is, everything that has happened to them, you could have predicted easily. Like, it was so easy to see coming. And it stinks. So it just bothers me that that's where we are. So then the coach, Robert Saleh, goes on the Michael Kay Show, which is afternoons on ESPN Radio New York, and they ask him if the offensive coordinator, Mike LaFleur, has done a good job so far, and he says this.
Any of you guys get the All-22 tape?
No.
Well, if you get a chance, I mean, you guys are more than welcome to come down to my office. We can go through it all, you know. Like, I'd be more than happy to have one of those sessions with y'all. There's things where he can be better. There's things where the receivers can be better. There's things where I can be better. The quarterback, the O-line, we left about 200 yards of offense on the football field, and I'm not exaggerating.
Okay, so this is the second time this week that the coach has said something that makes me want to jump through a wall. I don't even know what to say. Earlier this week, he said that the frustration is that their execution is so good during the week, and the frustration is they can't bring it to Sunday, which otherwise put is the only day of the week that matters is the one day we're not ready to play. And now, after his team has gone consecutive games without scoring a touchdown, got shut out this past week, and had zero offense, he said, you know, if you watch the All-22, you'd see we're really doing a lot of good things out there. What the hell is that? That genuinely, I don't even like this expression, but I can think of no other way to do it. That's like saying that with the exception of the assassination of President Lincoln, the performance of that particular play that day was exceptional. We did a lot of things real well that day. The lead was fantastic. The solo that the actress sang was magnificent. Yeah, the president got shot, but everything else was great. Don't tell me to look at the all 22. I'm flabbergasted by this. So let me go to Nuno, who's another fan like me. It's not your team, but am I wrong? Like, is inviting talk show hosts to come look at the all 22 so they can see how all the good things they're doing in a game that they lost 26 to nothing? Does that make any sense to you?
No. Again, I think these guys are trying a little too hard and just saying the wrong things. Because they, you know, Robert Saleh seems like a likable guy from the outside in, right? And I know a lot of people are excited about him. But, like, these missteps are just too much, man, especially when your team stinks. Like, just relax a little and be like, you know, defend your offensive coordinator, but don't go that far.
Now look, I'm... It is unfair to compare anyone to Bill Belichick, much less someone who has coached three NFL games. But can you imagine Bill Belichick after a loss saying, you know, if you look at the all 22, we really did a lot of good things out there. I know that we lost 26 to nothing. And that our, how many first downs do they have in that game? Do you have that box score?
Stand by.
Yeah, how many first downs do they have in this game in which the all 22 would demonstrate they did so well? Show me the box score. The week before when they threw four interceptions.
The Jets in that game had 162 yards of offense.
I'm sorry. Say that again.
162 yards
of total offense.
Right. They left 200 on the board. That still wouldn't have been that good.
Right. That's still below average, but okay.
Right. And 11 first downs.
And 11 first downs.
11 first downs.
I mean, so what am I supposed to say to that? Like, this is Talk Show Host 101. What am I supposed to say? Am I supposed to pretend that these are just the normal growing pains that come? No. This is having been set up to fail. That's what Mel said, and he's right. Zach Wilson was a prospect that people were salivating over. Steve Young was trying to figure out a way to get him to San Francisco. He's supposed to be a combination of Patrick Mahomes and Aaron Rodgers. And now, if you look at the all 22, you would see the 200 yards that the offense has left on the field, which is more than they gained in the game. Let the record show, it doesn't make me feel better when you tell me we left more offense on the field than we had. If you want to tell me we left 200 yards out there and we had 450, I'm kind of interested in that. That's like saying Justin Fields, they had 1 yard of net passing in the game on Sunday, the Bears did. But at least Matt Nagy got up there and said, this is on me. We stunk, everything was could have possibly gone wrong, went wrong, and I take the responsibility for that. He didn't say, you know, if we look at the all 22, we'd see it really wasn't as bad as you think it was.
I'm excited, though, now. We can add a new T-shirt to our collection. So we have already trademarked Any Given Wednesday this week.
Put Any Given Wednesday up there, Bubba or Nuno. Someone put Any. I need to play that again.
In the Jets green, we can add Watch the All 22.
Watch the All
22. We have two shirts now to add to our collection.
That's right. I mean, that's pretty much where the hope comes from, is if they change things so that what you were intending to do rather than the execution, but the way things kind of set up for you but didn't go, that matters at all in the outcome of a football game. And then if they change the day the game is played to Wednesday, then everything will be going great. I'm just making sure I'm understanding the rationale of what is being said to me. This was the other thing.
In a world where every other team is focused on Sunday, sometimes Monday, and once a year, Thursday, meet the 2021 New York Jets, who are either light years ahead of their time or the worst team ever. It is the story of that rarest of football phenomena. It is Any Given Wednesday.
Hembo's little goofy laugh at the end of that is by far the best part. Sign up with DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of the NFL. Use the code Greeny to get a free shot at millions of dollars in prizes up for grabs this week with your first deposit. Minimum $5 deposit is required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. We will allow you to air your grievances a little later in the hour. But coming up next, we needed something to cheer us up today, or at least I did. So Hembo has marital issues that are related to a dog, and I have the solution to the problem, as usual. We will get to that next, and then your phone calls on ESPN Radio.
Greeny, the podcast.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Didn't you guys get the all 22 tape?
Oh, don't start with me. Don't do this. Greeny presented by Progressive Insurance. Guests on the Goodyear Hotline. We will come to you. We have your calls, your airing of grievances coming up in just a couple of minutes, and we have some marital advice we need. But first, quickly.
I'm ready to go right now.
Green light, with Greeny.
All right, Hembo gets the green light here. The Progressive Major League Baseball Snapshot brought to you by Progressive Insurance, offering coverage options as unique as your business. Progressive covers companies of many sizes and specialties. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. What the hell happened to the Brewers?
Well, Greeny, on Sunday, the Brewers did something great. They clinched the National League Central.
Right.
But yesterday, we learned that superstar relief pitcher of theirs, Devin Williams, is going to miss the rest of the season because he punched a wall.
He punched a wall in celebration. Like, we have historically heard stories where athletes in general have injured themselves punching a wall or a locker in frustration. He broke his hand, his pitching hand. Do I have that right? Is it broken?
He broke his pitching
hand. He broke his pitching hand punching a wall in a drunken celebration of winning the division?
After the celebration. And make no mistake about it, this is a relief pitcher that probably many of you have not heard of, but Devin Williams, last year, the National League Rookie of the Year, one of the conservatively 10 best relief pitchers in all of baseball, and this is a Brewers team that has a real chance to win the World Series. This is how good their bullpen is with Devin Williams and Josh Hader in the ninth inning. They're 77-4 this season, 77-4 when leading after seven innings. So if you're one of these people like me who've been on the Brewers the whole freaking season to win the National League, this is actually about as big a hit as they could take.
This is terrible.
Terrible.
Like, I can't remember ever hearing anything this ridiculous. Yeah. You broke your hand leading into the postseason, punching a wall in a celebration?
So here's my question to you. Are you good with your player being honest about this? Or would you rather...
I want you to lie to me on that one. Yeah, I think I need to be lied to. I'm thinking back, who was the kicker who tore up his knee celebrating after making a kick?
Gramatica.
It was one of the Gramaticas.
Martin Gramatica, right?
And that was really bad. But even that kind of took place on the field of play. Like, this is just ridiculous. Punched a wall badly enough that I saw the quote from him was, if I could take it back, I would. Oh, you think?
Yeah.
No, I mean, that's the most. So that's just the worst thing I've ever heard. And people have been pointing out to me, the state of Wisconsin, and this doesn't mean they can't do it, but the state of Wisconsin could pull off the unimaginable trifecta. The Bucks just won the NBA championship. The Brewers have a real shot to win the World Series. And the Packers, you have Aaron Rodgers, you have a shot to win the Super Bowl. Could you imagine that? Pulling that off?
It's not out of the realm of possibility. And if you've not watched the Brewers play much this season, that team is awesome. We've done a good job highlighting them from time to time on this show. That team is awesome. They're going to be favored to beat the Braves in the division series, and they'll have to get through either the Giants or the Dodgers, most likely, in order to reach the World Series. And they had the reason I picked them long ago is because they legitimately have four great pitchers. But he's one of them, and we won't see him pitch again until next year.
All right, that is just a devastating blow, yeah. And that is our green light for the day. Again, your calls are on the way, but first...
This is a perfect opportunity for you to try some active listening.
Unsolicited advice.
Well, in this case, I guess it is solicited. So, Hembo, you were telling me earlier that you have marital issues. Explain to me what those are.
So, last year, Greeny, a little less than a year ago, my wife and I got a dog. Like many people did.
You tend to post a lot of pictures of the dog on your Instagram.
Yes, we love.
She does.
We love Chase, a little Cavapoo.
Which is, what?
A Cavapoo.
It's a Cavapoo?
A Cavapoo. Have you not heard of a Cavapoo?
I have. I'm not mature enough for you to say Cavapoo and me not laugh.
Oh, I see.
Like, I'm just not mature enough for that. Like I'm not, like, I'm a 54-year-old man. I have a dog. I love my dog. And again, I'm not making fun of you. No one posts more pictures of their dog than we do. And she's an Australian Labradoodle, which I understand is a little bit of an exotic breed.
Mm.
But it's not a Cavapoo. Like, when you say Cavapoo, I can't not laugh.
Is it funnier than Cockapoo?
No, nothing's funnier than Cockapoo. I defy anyone. Bubba, say Cockapoo without laughing.
Cockapoo.
So you're not even a human being. Something. What is wrong with Bubba? What? How do you do that? Something's the matter with you. Nuno, say Cockapoo without laughing.
Cockapoo.
I like the way that he said poo.
How can you do it? I don't understand it. You can't not laugh at Cockapoo. It's just funny. Anyway, go ahead. So what is the, I had to sidetrack. What is the problem with your Cavapoo?
So we have a 15.
That sounds like a different problem, doesn't it? Like, having a problem with your Cavapoo does not sound like what it's about to be. Because I know what this is. And under no circumstances, if I were to say to you, I'm having a problem with my Cavapoo, no way in the world are you expecting it to be what this is.
That's right, Greeny. But our 15-pound Cavapoo, Chase, we have done a decent job training him over the last year. Obviously, that begins with the crate. So he begins by sleeping in his crate with it closed. We, you know, bring him out to take him out to, you know, to pee or to use the to go number two in the middle of the night, mm-hmm. in and out. Then we, you know, sort of migrated to, all right, we'll keep him in the crate at night with the door open just in case he wants to wander.
Okay.
And then we got to, we'll just put, you know, sort of like a collection of blankets on the ground. We'll get rid of the crate and he'll sleep there. What we got to recently, Greeny, was Chase in our bed every night. So much so that we had to buy a new bed last week to accommodate what my wife wants. So I think it's very safe and clear to say at this point that my wife likes sleeping with our dog more than she likes sleeping with me.
Okay. So any number of things are wrong with this. There are red flags connected to this in every conceivable way. And here's the biggest problem you have. And that is that this has happened very quickly. Very quickly. You've been married 2 years?
2 years.
Oh, boy. Mm. So it just makes me wonder what menagerie of animals are eventually going to wind up displacing you from the marital bed. Because if we're already at the Cavapoo in 2 years, you actually had to buy a new bed to accommodate the Cavapoo?
We had to buy a king-size bed so that Chase could sleep with us. This is not. I'm not making this up. I'm going to be sleeping on the floor soon.
Yes, that's what I was about to say, is that you just described this in a series of steps,
right.
All right? Let's take a close look at the all 22 on what just happened here, okay? So this began with the dog sleeping in the crate.
Right.
Then your wife said, let's keep the crate door open so that the dog can wander. Then your wife said, let's put some blankets on the ground so the dog will sleep on the thing. Then your wife said, let's let the dog sleep in the bed. Then your wife said, let's get a new bed so the Cavapoo can sleep here. We're not that many steps away from your wife saying, you know, we have another bed. You might want to sleep in that. I don't think we're that far from that. I think we are careening toward that.
We're much closer to that than I would have ever expected. How should I have seen this coming much sooner?
Yes.
Like at what point? Like when she starts talking
right
about
after the wedding. This happens, Hembo. Here's what happens. Okay, this is just gather round. I mean, why do I can't believe sometimes that I have to explain these things. If you think that there's anything at all appealing about you while you're sleeping, Let me disabuse you of that notion immediately. You are a never-ending collection of bodily functions, sounds, and smells that no sane human being wants any part of while you are sleeping. Usually, these things are put up with for a longer period of time than seems to be at play here. But let there be no mistake. There is not a wife in America that thinks, you know, sleeping next to Paul is just delightful. He stays on his side of the bed. He never snores. He never makes a move. He never does anything I would prefer not happening in the place where I sleep. See, if you're asking yourself, well, I never think that way. Why is that? It's because you're not thinking about anything. All you're thinking about is you're just a dopey person with no thought whatsoever.
That's right.
But that's not the way it works.
How many years ahead of schedule is she on this one? Like, many?
Yeah. I would say this usually kicks in right around the time you have your first child.
Uh-oh.
Because children usually are the ones who displace you.
Not Cavapoo.
Well, that's easier to sell. Like, it's much easier to say, you know, I believe in the communal bed. I know that's a thing people do, right? Sleeping with the child, or the child is whatever it is. I believe we need to get a different bed in order to accommodate little Billy or Mary.
A person.
For this having gone Cavapoo this quickly, I would say we have identified a problem. And so, look, I don't know how many yards you're leaving on the bed there. I don't know how many looks at the all 22 you're going to need. But I think we have identified an issue here, and it is going to require a little bit of navigation. Okay, that is what I have to say. Let us now hear from you, because it is time for your airing of grievances.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
My number is 888-SAY-ESPN. That's 888-729-3776. If you're a sports fan, you are aggrieved. And I will give you the opportunity to air your grievances next. Back in a flash on ESPN Radio.
Denny, you guys get the all 22 tapes.
Greeny, the podcast.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Feeling like you need a marketing degree and an extra day in your week to successfully market your small business? Let Constant Contact do the heavy lifting for you. Constant Contact's award-winning marketing platform has powerful tools that make it easy to grow your audience, engage your customers, and sell more to boost your business. Now, in just a few clicks, you can launch a marketing campaign that's tailored to your business and goals. That includes email, social, SMS, and more. So you can sell more, raise more, and fast-track your business growth. Plus, you can always count on Constant Contact's award-winning customer support for guidance along the way. So get going and start growing your business today with a free trial at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact, helping the small stand tall.
All right, Greeny with you here. We've done a lot of talking, and in a moment I'm coming to you. It's your turn to air some grievances. We've been doing plenty of that here today. Greeny live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. A reminder from Straight Talk Wireless, 5G is here. But the big carriers want you to sign a pricey long-term contract to get in on the action. Well, not anymore, because Straight Talk Wireless has rolled out 5G coverage nationwide with plans starting at just $35 a month with no contract. You get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, all on America's best networks. 5G coverage, 5G phones, less money. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
All right, and that means it is time for you to air your grievances. If you are a sports fan, then you are generally aggrieved. And this is your opportunity to air those with us here at 888-SAY-ESPN. Bubba, who's first up?
We're going to start with Hawk.
All right, Hawk, you are on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Go ahead and air your grievance.
My grievance, John Mara. What are you doing? Are you got to be kidding me? He's kicking garbage cans. How about kick Joe Judge to the curb. How about kick the GM to the curb? I mean, this is absolutely ridiculous. He's turned the New York Giants into the Cincinnati Bengals, the Detroit Lions. This is a New York franchise. We are keeping these guys around. I have no idea what John Mara is doing. He is absolutely destroying the New York Giants, their brand. They're not a historic franchise anymore. They're not the Pittsburgh Steelers. They're not even the New England Patriots. They're nothing. They've become a joke. They're like your Jets, Greeny. I mean, sorry to say it, but those two teams that share that stadium are an absolute joke, and we need to do something. We need to clean house. So I want a feat of strength battle with John Mara. Me, him, and the metal pole. That's all I
got to say. The metal pole. The feats of strength. It's a grievance well stated. I mean, those of us who live here in New York, the football season feels over. It's not even October. We didn't make it out of September. I get it. I get the Giant fan frustration. It's been a disaster. And what is the number? How many years now going back? They have the worst record in the NFL over something like the last 5 years. So that's just terrible. I totally understand the frustration. Greeny on ESPN Radio. Bubba, who's next?
We got Dan.
All right, Dan, you're on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Go ahead and air your grievance.
So, of course, it's the New York Giants, and I'm originally from Jersey. I'm in Texas now. So the Giants have done nothing more than master the ability to become competitive losers. It's kind of like having a bipolar girlfriend. You know, they manage to keep you emotionally invested and then just lose in the end anyway. So, you know, I'll be honest with you. I kind of gave up on them. And the other thing I want to say is on the keeping it fresh in the bedroom and having separate bedrooms and stuff.
Yeah.
I used to go up to Newport, Rhode Island. You know, I used to see the master, those big mansions, and those rich people had it down right. They had separate bedrooms.
Yep.
You know, that's how you keep it fresh. Separate bedrooms, and it was joined by a master bath. So anyway,
that's
my grievance, guys.
I like that very much, and I guarantee you it was not the husband's idea to have the separate bedrooms.
The problem here is that I don't live in a mansion in Rhode Island.
No, but you do have a spare room.
Of course. Well,
and you know what I would do if I were you?
What?
Start moving clothes in there.
Luggage?
Yeah, I would start moving your clothes in there because you're going to be getting ready in there. Does it have a bathroom attached?
Yeah.
Okay. You're going to lose the bathroom pretty quick, too, because however displeasing you think you are in while you're sleeping in bed,
yeah,
I guarantee you in the bathroom, you're way worse.
Gosh.
Way worse. There's nothing good about this. Nothing good happens in there. If they can get rid of you, they will.
What's the point? What's the point of all of it?
There's a lot of there are points. I will explain them to you what they are. But this is not your opportunity to wear grievances. This is everybody on the phones. Bubba, who's next?
Next up, we got Peter.
All right, Peter, go ahead and air your grievance.
What's going on, guys? I guess my biggest one right now would be Joey Gallo on the Yankees.
Okay.
I've been going through the ups and downs all year, see the Yankees make moves at the trade deadline. And Rizzo, perfectly happy with him. Heaney, whatever. I didn't really care. Joey Gallo is supposed to be good at three things. Hitting home runs, taking walks, and defense. And right now, in the single most important time of the Yankee season, he is utterly failing at all three. And the loss last night, even though the home run was given up after, I mean, that would have been a tying home run. He's missing routine fly balls. He has the yips right now. And just, can someone please explain to me why the Yankees continue to just put him in the starting lineup when at this point he's a detriment on the team?
Thank you. I got it. Peter, thank you for the airing of the grievance. I appreciate it. Hembo, does he have a point?
He does. Joey Gallo's batting 157 since the Yankees traded for him. And he's exactly right. Part of the Joey Gallo allure wasn't just that he could hit home runs. It's that he could do some other stuff. But he has been dreadful in the field. And perhaps he'll get his wish because Joey Gallo got hit by a pitch in the thumb yesterday and was removed from the game. So that's going to be a big storyline here as we approach the postseason.
Yeah, huge final week of the baseball season. You're a part of Greeny Nation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one that fans deserve. Bubba, who's next?
Next up, we have Sean.
All right, Sean, go ahead and air your grievance. Sean.
Yeah, I want to air my grievance on Devin Williams. The Brewers arguably have the best team they've ever had in history, and you got a guy that drinks too much and decides to punch a wall with his pitching hand. That's all I got for you today.
Well, look, it's inexcusable, right? I mean, we talked about it almost. Like, maybe this is from the file of you have to laugh to keep from crying. Like, there is something that sounds apropos of nothing else, kind of funny when you hear a guy actually punched a baseball player, a pitcher, punched a wall with his pitching hand hard enough that it broke his hand in a celebration. Like, everything about that doesn't add up. It doesn't compute. Athletes are generally so incredibly careful with their moneymaker. That's what his hand is. It's like being a pianist. Like, if you don't have your hand, you got Billy Joel's not punching any walls. You know what I mean? Because they call him the piano man, and he's not the piano man if he punches a wall after a bad show. Or in this case, after a great show. If Billy Joel rocks the Garden and he comes off the stage and he's like, man, we've never played Scenes from an Italian Restaurant better. We've never played My Life better. Never had a better crowd. This was the best. I've been touring for 50 years, and that was the best concert I ever had. I'm going to smash this wall with my hand right now in celebration. That's just not going to happen. So that it's inexcusable, really, right? I mean, if you're the team, that's inexcusable.
Yes, and if you're a fan, it kills you, because he's exactly right. This is the best regular season the Brewers have ever had. The Brewers have played 53 seasons, and they've never won a championship. This team could do it. This Brewers pitching staff is ridiculous. The lineup is good enough. The path in the National League is there, at least to the NLCS, and not having Devin Williams could cost you a game in the playoffs, given the high leverage moments that happen late in games.
I remember that team in the World Series when I was a kid. What year was that they made? They lost to St. Louis, if I remember, like in the late 70s sometime.
82.
Or the early 80s.
That was the amazing Robin Yount season.
Yeah, that was Yount, and was Molitor on that team? And I mean, you know what happens is the things you think you remember, you never remember as well as you think you do.
Molitor was on that team.
And who was the big home run hitting outfielder they had with the beard?
Was it Gorman Thomas?
Gorman Thomas.
Look at you.
Gorman Thomas. Well, look, this is a very long time ago, and I'm not remembering it that well. I asked you his name and described him badly, so I don't know that that's as impressive as you're making it sound. But one way or another, keep the calls coming here. Here we go. Airing of grievances on Greeny on ESPN Radio. Bubba, who's next?
Let's go to David.
Go ahead, David. Air your grievance.
Hey, what's going on, Greeny? My grievance is with Joe Douglas. I still trust in him, but stop being cheap during free agency. Let's get some real offensive line going.
Well, here's the one thing I would not say that Joe Douglas did was be cheap, I don't think. Yes, they did not address the offensive line. For those who don't know, Joe Douglas is the GM of the Jets. Look, in each of the last two seasons, they used first-round picks on offensive linemen. Right now, Mekhi Becton is hurt, and that's terrible. And then this year, they traded up. They used some of their extra draft capital to move up and take the guard, Elijah Vera Tucker. Those guys are not playing well. Becton was not playing well before he got hurt, and Vera Tucker has not played as well as he was expected to. I don't know that the problem has been a lack of willingness to spend money. They spent money on a pass rusher who got hurt in training camp. He didn't even make it to the first preseason game. Carl Lawson, who everyone was telling me was going to be the best defensive player on the team this year. I don't know that it's as much about not spending the money as it is about missing on some picks. Injury has been unfortunate in that regard. And then, you know, the Denzel Mims pick continues to stick in my craw, which is just looks absolutely terrible. But one way or another, it's your grievance, and you are more than welcome to air it here anytime you want on ESPN Radio. Bubba, who's next?
Next up, we have Jeff.
All right, Jeff, go ahead. Air your grievance.
I got two grievances, if I can, Greeny, please.
Yes, please do.
Two quick ones. All right, the first one is with Stephen Ross. I need him to get his head out of his butt. I want Chris Greer fired. He's ruined my franchise. He had five first-round picks in the first two rounds of the last 2 years' draft, and he ruined them. I wouldn't redraft one of them. And I got to listen to you tell me that Herbert's the next thing since sliced bread,
yep.
And we took Tua. And the other thing is, I need Brian Flores to have a little balls and not play for overtime on the road, get me 3 yards with two plays left, and get rid of this dual offense coordinator stuff. Thanks a lot, Greeny. I'm not yelling at you. I'm yelling at my team.
No, I hear you. I yell at my team all the time. So the players they've taken, they had all these number one picks.
Me to run through them with you?
They took Tua. What's that?
I said, you want me to run through them?
Well, I just Googled it while we were sitting here, right? So they drafted. How far back does this go?
They had three first-round picks in 2020 and two first-round picks this year, so five in the last two years.
So obviously Tua was their first round pick. last year. And the year before that, I remember they took that kid, the defensive tackle from Clemson, who was here in our studio.
Christian Wilkins.
Christian Wilkins. Who are the other guys? Remind me who they took on the first round.
Austin Jackson is an offensive tackle that has not panned out so far, at least. And in this year, Jalen Waddle, the wide receiver at number six overall.
Yeah, I mean, I still think he's going to be an excellent player, but go ahead.
And Jalen Phillips, the defensive lineman at number 18.
Well, he was always a question mark. Jalen Phillips, there were people going into that draft who would tell you he was the most talented defensive player in the draft, but the injury history was major, major red flags. So, yeah, they were risky picks. I remember at the time, I remember Mel and Lewis saying, when you have three first-round picks, that's the time you take a flyer on a player like that. I don't think they were the only team that was going to take him in the first round. He was a first-round talent, without question. Yeah, look, the Dolphins, think about where they were. They put themselves in this position to accumulate all these draft picks. The pick of Tua over Herbert, I hate to say it, is going to start looking like taking Trubisky ahead of those other guys, ahead of Mahomes and Deshaun. Because I know it wasn't quite as high, but it was close. And Justin Herbert is sitting there, and they didn't take him. Now, I don't think you could ever complain about taking Burrow ahead of Herbert, even though if you told me right now I could start a team with either one, I think I would take Herbert. But I like Burrow, and he's on a much worse team than Herbert is. So Herbert's got a few, pardon me, built-in advantages. But passing on Tua to take, passing on Herbert to take Tua, I fear is going to look like a terrible decision.
I agree. But in fairness, very few people were saying that they should take
Herbert. I don't think that's true. I'm going to disagree with you. We had, just based upon our show, we had people saying it. And it's not their job to listen to what many people are saying.
No, of course not. Mike Tannenbaum was one who said
Mike Tannenbaum was singing his praises, and so was Rex. Rex all liked him. Over Justin Herbert. And I'm trying to think who else, but we had a lot of people who thought Herbert was going to be a star. And you get paid to make those decisions, not to do what a lot of people would have done.
What I'm saying is it would have bucked conventional wisdom at the time, at minimum.
And there probably would have been some question mark and some and the fans would have probably been upset about it because down in South Florida, they've been tanking for Tua for a long time. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the old Bill Polian line, if you listen to the fans, you wind up sitting with the fans.
You know, their last Pro Bowl quarterback is still Dan Marino.
Yeah, they've never gotten it right. They've never been able to replace him. They've tried a million different things. They tried short gap, long gap, all kinds of things, and they've never been able to do it. All right, Bubba, give me one more.
We got Jessica.
All right, Jessica, go ahead and air your grievance.
Hey, Greeny, this is Jessica from Indiana. My grievance this week is actually with you. I feel like you've been a little bit hard on Hembo this week on his language choices, and several times a week I feel like I have to listen to you say some different words and phrases I wouldn't say most people use. I think I've heard you say wax rhapsodic more than anybody else in the entire world. And I actually think it adds some diversity to the show. But I don't hear anybody getting down on you for your unique phrases and language choices sometimes. So I think you got to cut Kembo a little bit of slack.
Well, that is a well-taken grievance. Thank you very much. Now, let me ask the assembled members of the hashtag crew. Do you have an issue with the term wax rhapsodic? I like wax rhapsodic. I grant that I use it perhaps more than most people, but I like it. I think it is a descriptive phrase.
I don't mind the phrase if you were to use it occasionally, but you use it more than
you
occasionally.
You think I overuse wax rhapsodic?
You overuse wax rhapsodic. It's very hard to say, but you
no,
do
it's not
overuse
hard
it.
To say.
I find it hard to say.
Wax rhapsodic?
That's why I say the things that I say, because they're a little easier to say.
Yeah, I know that, but that's not the aim of broadcasting is not to say the easy things.
Sure.
No, the aim here is to say the insightful things, to say the genius things. So, Jessica, thank you for the call. I don't know how to take that. Now I'm going to be self-conscious.
Yeah.
About the illustrations.
This is an historic day.
That I use. I still think an historic sounds better than a historic.
But it's not right. Like, this is the other thing that we did. Like, RBI is right.
Even no, if it's, RBI
even if
is wrong.
Sound
I refuse
right,
to accept
right.
RBI is right. Al Michaels was on my side. I will allow Nuno to decide this. Nuno is the producer of this show. Nuno, must I cut back on the number of times I use the phrase wax rhapsodic?
No, because that is a term that probably an older person would use. Whereas Hembo is using these words and these phrases that a 30-year-old shouldn't even have in their lexicon.
So what you managed to do there was take my side, but still hurt me.
You insulted everybody in 20 seconds.
Exactly. That's the beauty of Nuno.
He took everyone down.
He did. He literally. We were all just collateral damage of him. Ultimately, he lives to take shots at Hembo. Jessica's complaining that I take too many shots at Hembo. My goodness. All right. We'll try and do better tomorrow. See you then. It's Greeny on ESPN Radio.
Denny, you guys get the all 22 tape.
Thanks for listening to Greeny the podcast. You can listen live each weekday morning at 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio and see it with the video on ESPN Plus. Also catch Greeny on Get Up weekday mornings at 8 on ESPN and also available wherever you get your podcast.